Bava Basra, Perek Beis, Mishnah Ches. The Mishnah here discusses a goren, which is a pile of grain, and it distinguishes between what's called a goren kavua, a permanent pile of grain, and a goren she'ena kavua, a not permanent pile of grain. And the difference is a permanent pile, of course, is there on a regular basis. That's the permanent location where they would pile the grain. But the activity that was done in the goren was to winnow, and that was to use a winnowing device, a rachas, it's called, in order to remove the chaff, and then the chaff would be blown away in the process of using the winnowing device. That's what goes on in a goren kavua. In a goren she'ena kavua, in a non-permanent one, it's a smaller and less permanent pile of grain, and they actually don't use a device in order to, because it's smaller, it doesn't need the device in order to winnow it, but rather the wind naturally blows away the chaff. Now, the Mishnah says that marchikin goren kavua min ha'ir chamishim amah, you need to distance a permanent goren, permanent pile of grain, from the city by 50 amos. And as we're going to see, that's because the chaff has a negative effect on the city and the people of the city and on the fields, etc. So, and the Mishnah continues and says, Lo yasa adam goren kavua besoch shalo. Also, a person cannot create a permanent goren in his own property, unless he has 50 amas surrounding his goren in every direction, so that he's 50 amas away from any of his friend's fields. And now the Mishnah is going to say a line that really provides the rationale for this halacha. You need to distance from the young trees, the young plantings of your friend Umi Nero, and from his plowed field, Kadesh Lo Yazik, in order not to damage his the area that he has plowed or his young plants, because the deleterious effect that the chaff has on those items. That's why you need to make this distance of 50 amos.